This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield on Thursday touted the U.N.'s ousting of Russia from the Human Rights Council over its invasions of Ukraine. Addressing the U.N. General Assembly earlier, Thomas-Greenfield said suspending Russia from the U.N. Human Rights Council was the right thing to do.
Today, the international community took one collective step in the right direction. We ensured a persistent and egregious human rights violator will not be allowed to occupy a position of leadership on human rights at the UN.
Meanwhile,
let us continue to hold Russia accountable.
Meanwhile, Russian troops have left behind crushed buildings, streets littered with destroyed cars, and residents in dire need of food and other aid in a northern Ukrainian city. The scenes of destruction give fuel to Kyiv's calls Thursday for more Western support to help halt Moscow's offensive before it refocuses on the country's east. Dozens of people lined up to receive loaves of bread, diapers, and medicine from vans parked outside a shattered school, now serving as an aid distribution point for Cherniv. Russian forces besieged the city for weeks before retreating. Ukrainian foreign ministers pleaded Thursday for weapons from NATO to face down the coming offensive in the east. Nations from the Western Alliance agreed to ramp their supply of arms. The United States sharply increased the number of Ukrainians admitted to the country at the Mexican border, as even more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion follow the same route. A government recreation center in the Mexican border city of Tijuana grew to about 1,000 refugees Thursday, according to officials. A canopy under which children played soccer only 2 days earlier was packed with people in rows of chairs and lined with bunk beds. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court, shattering a historic barrier by securing her place as the first black female justice and giving U.S. President Joe Biden a bipartisan endorsement for his promised effort to diversify the high court. Cheers rang out in the Senate as the 51-year-old Jackson, an appeals court judge with 9 years' experience on the federal bench, was confirmed 53-47, mostly along party lines with three Republican votes. Presiding over the vote was Vice President Kamala Harris, also the first black woman to reach her high office. Jackson will take her seat when Justice Stephen Breyer retires this summer, solidifying the liberal wing of the 6-3 conservative-dominated court. She joined Biden at the White House to watch the vote, embracing it as it came in. The two are expected to speak along with Harris at the White House on Friday. A U.S. federal appeals court has okayed President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A federal appeals court has upheld President Joe Biden's requirement for all federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In a 2-1 ruling, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed a lower court and ordered dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the mandate. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee to the District Court for the Southern District of Texas, had issued a nationwide injunction against the mandate in January. The Biden administration had argued the Constitution gives the president, as head of the federal workforce, authority to require that employees be vaccinated. I'm Mike Rossio.
Human Rights Watch has accused authorities in Greece of allegedly using migrants to help carry out summary illegal deportations of asylum seekers at the country's border before they're able to register their claims. Greece's government flatly denied that, maintaining that they had been based on the blanket acceptance of allegations made in telephone interviews without any further investigation. Global atmospheric levels of the potent but short-lived greenhouse gas methane increased a record amount last year, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, worrying scientists because of the large role methane has in climate change. The preliminary airborne level of methane jumped 17 parts per billion, hitting 1,895.7 parts per billion last year, the second year in a row that methane rose at a record rate. Recapping our top story, Russian troops have left behind crushed buildings, streets littered with destroyed cars, and residents in dire need of food and more in Ukraine. And meanwhile, the United Nations has decided to oust Russia from the Human Rights Council. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.